Maybe the second signature true is on the left side, it's Taker Reuven that's signing it, but he's signing it in the name of his father. The Dilma Bishma di Avua Chasim. So Mary says, no, Leshavakin is Shmei, Bechasim Shmei di Avua. First, it means his own signature, you don't write, sign your name with your father's name. If you write your father's name, it means the continuation of the first one, it doesn't mean your own signature. For the Gemara of Dilma Sim Leshavia. Maybe no, maybe it's you writing your father's name, but it's only a simon, like a sign for your signature. It's not worse than you write a picture. So a Rav Tzaya Kavra, when Rav went to sign, he signed the sign. He signed with a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Charusi signed with a picture of a palm tree, palm leaf. Rav Chizda Samach, he signed with just writing a Samach. Rav Oishu with an ayin. Rav Barachana signed Mikusa. He signed it like the sail of a ship. Marin says, I'll tell you, Lechotze Vinish Leshavi Leshmod Yavua Simna. First, doesn't have that much chutzpah to sign his name like with a simin using his father's name. And that's chutzpah. It's not simin avayim. Like you're writing your name, but using just like a sign. What's the sign? Your father's name. People don't do that. So therefore, for sure, we say the first one is the eid, and the second sign is just his father's name. So the second sign doesn't have an eid signed on it. Therefore, the second sign, the left side, is kosher. So the Gemara, okay. So it comes out now, under the right side, we have two Adam signed right away. Under the left side, right away, we only have the father's names. That's not called two Adam. But for the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say the left side is possible, though? Let the right side true be kosher for the first two Adam that signed Ivris. Then why isn't the left side kosher? Forget about the two names right underneath it. The father's names, but after that you have the Greeks' names. And the Greeks' names, we say, they write like from left to right. So under the left side is the real name of the Edom. Like it says, Shimon ben Reuven. So we said the real name is Reuven. The Reuven is written on the left side. So the left side of the Get should also be kosher. It has its two Edom after the first two. So tonight we learn like this. Get should kosher Ivris, even though the Get was written Lashon HaKodesh. The Edom Yevonis, but the Edom signed in Greek, is kosher. Well, it's the opposite. Yevonis, the get was written in Greek. The Edom of Ivris, the Edom was signed in Ivris, is kosher. Here also, why isn't the left side kosher with the two Yevonim that signed afterwards? The Chitayna may be against the Mikivu, the Muflag, Vishnei Shitin, Loi, but no, there's a space in between. The last two Edom that signed, they signed underneath the first two Edom. So on the left side of the Shtar, there's first two fathers' names that don't help. And after that, there are two names of the Edom. So you know why those two Edom don't help? Because there's space in between the Get and the two Edom. There's the two fathers' names. So that's why it's possible, maybe. So Mara says, no. The Yama Chizkiah said, Melula the Kareidim Kosher. Let's say he had a Get written up that was Kosher, and then two Edom, Kosher Edom, signed on the bottom. But they left a space between the Get and where the Edom signed. So you know what you could do now? You could fill up that space with even Kareidim. As long as you fill up the space, the Get could be Kosher. See also, Lemaisa, right under the Get, you have two fathers' names. True, that's not kosher for Edom. But there's no space, though. And right under the two fathers' names, you have kosher Greek names signed there. So the Get should still be kosher. Use the bottom two signatures, which are the Greek names, under the left side, the Get should still be kosher. What do I care if in between the Get and the two Greeks' names, there are two fathers' names there? Still the Get should be kosher. And the Gemara, Hatani Ziri, Shinayim Kesherim, that Enechanami, Ziri learned Pshat in this case, both Gitim are kosher. It's not true what you're saying. That the right side is kosher because it has right away two Edim, and the left side is kosher because the bottom two Edim have their names signed on the left side. So it's not both Gitim are kosher. It's so for the Gemara, but Tana Didan, why does our Tana say the second Get, the left side is possible? And the Gemara, Gundalis Chosim. Rashi says that means maybe they changed around the way they're supposed to write. They're Mishana from the regular Seder. Because even though they're writing in Greek, maybe really they're supposed to write in Ivrit. And again, they're writing the wrong way. So again, we have to be afraid maybe it's only the father's name that's under the left side and not the real Edim. That's why the left side is always possible. The Kulu Echadu Dechsimi. And really all of them is just writing the signatures from right to left. So under the left side of the Get, all you have is just four fathers' names. That's why the left side is puzzle. That's what our Tana holds. Ben Echnami, Ziris Chizkiah says, we're not afraid of this, and therefore he holds even the left side is also kosher, because he had the bottom two eids and saw and under the left side. Then the Mishnah says, Eid Echad Ivri V'Echad Yevoni. If one eid saw an Ivris straight across, then the left side was, then the second one was Yevonis. So the Mishnah says it's possible. But the Gemara, why? Let the right side be kosher, because it has first a good eid and then it has Yevonim. So still, why isn't both sides that get kosher? Under both sides, there are two good eids inside there. So now we learn, the Mishnah says, we'll soon see, eid echad ivri, v'yad echad yivani kosher. Even though the two eidim signing in the get, one is size ivris and one size yivonis in Greek, still the get is kosher. So for instance, why here do we say the get is possible? So for instance, atani ziri, shnem kasherim, stack the truth, ziri pack learns in our Mishnah, the din should be, both getim is kosher. But still the Gemara asks, v'tana di dan, what is our tana say the get is possible? So Gemara again says, Dilma Gundalis Chasim. They were afraid maybe one of them signed backwards. Not really Greek, he meant to sign Ivris, but just signed his name backwards. So therefore we have to be afraid maybe, V'tlase Echad, V'chad Echad. Maybe on one side you have three names, Adam signed, and on the left side you only have one. So we have to be afraid, we don't know which way this is. We don't know, maybe the right side has the three Adam, and the left side only has one Adam. That's what the left side is possible. But it could have been the opposite way also. Maybe the right side only has one aid really signed, and the other three names are only the father's name. And the left side is the one that has the real three aidim signed. And since we don't know which side has the real aidim, that's why our Mishnah says both sides are possible. Now the Mishnah says like this, Shaya Miksa Saget. A person was writing a get, and he went down to the bottom of the cloth, but he still had more to write. The Kosa Badaf Hasheni. Not on the second piece of paper, but again, on the left side of the piece of paper, on the left side of the parchment, now on top, he started to continue writing. Like you have Tosfos side, he finished it about him, and then he started to write on Rashi's side, on the same piece of paper. So Shaya mixes again, you wrote on Tosfos side, you left over a little bit, the cost of a daf hasheni, and you finished off the get now on the left side, on Rashi's side. For the Eidim Omata, the Eidim son on the bottom. So kosher, still this get is kosher. Chosmu Eidim B'Rosh Hadaf. If the Eidim signed on the top of the piece of paper, Min Hatzad, or else they signed on the side of the piece of paper, Oyli Acharov the Get Poshed, or else if the Eidim signed on the back of the Get, on a Get Poshed means a straight Get, where the Eidim was supposed to sign on the front side, and not like a Get Mekush where you could sign on the back. So here it was a Get Poshed, a straight Get, that the Eidim signed on the back, it's possible, the Get is possible. Hikiv Roshoy Shozeh Vitzad Roshoy Shozeh. You like fold over the get, the top side of it meets the Vitzad Roshoy Shozeh, meets the head of the other get. The Eidim B'Yensa, the Eidim are signed in the middle of the get. So Shnei Psulim. Because the Eidim now are signing on the top like of both getim, it's not on the bottom of each get. Therefore the get is possible. Alright, turn over. What about Soifoy Shozeh, Bitsad Soifoy Shozeh? You have like two gittim written here, and they folded over the paper that the two bottoms meet. The Eidim B'Yemtsa, the Eidim sign now in between, like in between the two bottoms of the get. Then we say, Esh Eidim, the Kroni Makosha. It's written on the bottom of the get. So the get that if you read, and right after reading the get, you read the two Eidim, that get is kosher. What about Roshel Shozeh, Vitzad Shoifel Shozeh? The top of one get, when you fold it over, meets the bottom of the other get. V'yadim b'yensa, and yadim in the middle. So again, eshedim nekroyim b'soifel kosher. The get, and at the end of the get, you read the yadim, that's kosher. Because yadim has to sign at the end of a get. But, yeah. Now, get shekosu ivris. You have a get that was written in ivris, Lashon HaKodesh. V'yadim yivonis, but the yadim signed in Greek. Well, the opposite way. Yevonis, the get was written up in Greek. The eid of Ivris, and the eidim was signed in Ivris. It's kosher. Or else, eid echad ivri, the eid echad yevoni. It's kosher. Or else, ksav seifer, the eid. You have the writing of the seifer, which we had to come up before, we'll soon see it's a machlekes. If it means only the ksav, or does it mean the chsima, the signing of the seifer? Wherever it is, you have either the writing or the signing of the seifer, the eid and another eid echad, there's kosher. All these cases, the get is kosher. Ish Pliny Aid kosher. The guy writes his name without his father's name. It just says Reuven Aid. It's kosher. Ben Ish Pliny Aid is also kosher. We say I'm the son of Reuven. That's also kosher. Ish Pliny Ben Ish Pliny for loy cost of aid kosher. In the first two cases, you have to end off aid. But here, if you write your full name, Reuven Shimon Ben Yaakov, even though you don't say aid, it's also kosher. The Kachoy Niki Adasi Mishlayim, the Choshev people in Yishlayim used to write this way, that they used to say Reuven or Shimon Ben Reuven, and they did not end off with the word aid. Yeah, that's what he used to do. Now, Ksav Chanichosoi, if they wrote inside the get the nickname of the husband, the Chanichosoi wrote the nickname of the wife, is kosher, the get is kosher. We shall see. Rashi says, I mean, Shem Levoi Shem Mishpacha Kula. It says the nickname, that means like the last name of the Mishpacha. If you only write in the last name, then the get is also kosher. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. The Gemara says like this. The first part of the Mishnah says, if you wrote a long get, and you came to the bottom of the cloth, then you're allowed to start on the left side of the piece of paper. The Gemara says, why? For Lechish, why are we afraid, Dilmahani Trey Git Hevi? Maybe really there were two separate Gitten over here. For Yisramalei Zman Dekama, and there was a Zman on the first side, for Yedim De Basra, and there were Edim starting on the second get. The Gezayel Zman De Basra, for Yedim De Kama. And what somebody did now is he cut off the bottom part of the first get, which had the Edim signing there, and they cut off the top part of the second get, which had the date there. So if so, this get right now is puzzled. You can't put together two different Gitim. So if you have a get coming down to the bottom of one side and finishing off on the other side, let's be afraid maybe this piece of paper was much longer and much higher. So the bottom side had its own get completely, and the left side had its own get completely. How can we put these two gittin together? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav, Kishayesh Revach Melamata. No, we see clearly there's space left over on the bottom part of the parchment. So therefore, it can't be that the right side had its own get, because then it would have been finished on the right side. Like there's still some more space there to continue writing. So how come they finished off writing it on the left side? That's a proof it's only one big get. Maybe they chopped off the date of the second get. It's just like we just answered, that there's space left over on the bottom.